I went over there and I found it. I don't know how many eggs. It had a white lagoon hide a nest off every time.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, they'll hide a nest off.
Well, do you have a particular way of calling chickens when you're going
to
feed them?
Yeah, you just go hollering.
How do you call them?
Chick, chick, chick. Yeah, they come.
Do you?
They get that, them sacks rattling, they'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a particular way of calling cows?
Well, they call them it several different ways. They call them.
Yeah, how did you call them?
Well, I'd call them.
Uh-huh.
Sook cow. Yeah, and you know what? Especially them milk cows.
Yeah.
You'd call them by the name. And boy, they'd notice quicker, you know.
Uh-huh. They knew their name.
Yeah.
Did you call calves any different? Or?
Calves?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough sense of mine. All they wanted to do is break through the fence, get through the cow before you did.
Yeah.
To milk her.
Yeah. What about horses? Did you call horses?
Huh?
Did you call horses?
Well, yeah, you could call horses.
Yeah. How would you call a horse?
You could just go out there and holler, and you can go in that barn.
Yeah.
And if they're down a little ways down the pasture, see you come out that barn, they know you're gonna get feed for them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd get up there.
Uh-huh. What about sheep? Did you call sheep?
No, we just went out and looked them up and gone.
Yeah, too stupid to come.
Huh? Yeah, they're stupid. But I sure had some pretty sheep. I'm getting down what I got for that wool. A pound. But them Ramillies have a good heavy wool on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had a nigger called Old Jack. I said a nigger. Uh-huh. A colored man, I mean.
Whichever.
Old Jack. He could share a sheep in 5 minutes.
Okay. Fast,
huh? Boy, he was fast.
But that sheep didn't know what happened to him.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'd share and slip and get about that much hide.
On the board fence that you had, can you describe what it looked like to me?
Well, it was...
If you're going to make a board fence, how would you put one up?
Oh, you put down a bunch of posts about 8 foot apart.
Yeah.
But you had to get them good big posts because, you know, they have to be strong sometimes. There's no hard-headed mule out there to push it over.
Yeah. Well, did the boards just go...
Mostly, we built them lock fences by about a 1-6 board.
Lock fences?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's for the lot, where they keep the stuff in, keep the teams and stuff in. That's what you call a lot.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm with you. Is that different from the corral, or is that the same?
It's the same.
Oh, okay.
And you take, you have to build them pretty high. About 6 feet, hardly be that much.
Yeah.
High, see?
Yeah.
You post, level them all to the top, and put a rail on top of heavy 2 or 4.
Yeah.
And one on the bottom. And then you can nail these boards about that far apart.
About 18 inches apart?
Yeah, about a foot apart.
Yeah.
Run or string along to those posts.
Uh-huh. On a barbed wire fence, how do you attach the wire to the...
With staple.
Yeah.
Staple.
Yeah. What, like a regular paper staple?
A regular staple.
Oh.
Of course, they're larger, some of them larger than others, but... Regular barbed wire staple, but.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you, when you built a fence like that, did you have concrete that you poured down and set the